are dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. This show is live video, so if you're only listening and you would like to watch, you can go to my website, The Queen of Dreams, or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. And on the top upper right-hand corner, you can click on the button that says Dream Vision 7 Radio. It will take you to my website on Dream Vision 7. And right there, you will see a little TV with YouTube on it. Click on that, and you can watch us right now. So welcome to Mayhem to Miracles book launch number 8. Do miracles still happen, or are they just wishful thinking or our imagination? Tonight, we speak with three Mayhem to Miracles Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope authors. They're here to answer those questions and much more. So grab your bags of tissues and join us as we cry, cringe, and laugh our way through the real life stories of everyday miracles from everyday people that involve animals, COVID, and Christmas seizures. Yeah, make sure you get that box of tissues, all right? But first, we're going to do my favorite meditation. For those of you who are new, we start our show off every time with this meditation. It's a clearing meditation. It's a protection meditation. We are going to take in three deep breaths of air, and any negativity is going to connect itself to that breath of life. We're going to blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it's going to be converted into beautiful light and returned to the universe. And then we're going to create a mirrored bubble around us using our power gift. And that power gift can be anything. It can be a piece of jewelry. It can be your favorite stone, your favorite crystal. It can be your favorite flower, anything that holds power for you. Okay, ready? Settle into your chair. Kind of feel yourself getting grounded. Close your eyes. If you're driving and you're listening to this show, do not close your eyes. Keep them open. It will still work. Okay. The rest of you, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine any negativity getting caught in that breath of light. Blow it across the room. Empty your lungs out. Deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine any negativity. Maybe something someone said to you, or you said to somebody else that, makes you feel a little bad. Connect it into that breath of life. Blow it out across the room. Empty your lungs. Deep breath in. Imagine something that you think about that happened to you when you were a child or in school that is a negative thought. Put it in that breath of life. Has no place in your body anymore. No place in your mind. Blow it out across the room. Into the purple flame of Saint Germain. You see it returned to the universe as a beautiful golden light. Just go straight up. Now imagine holding your power gift in your hand. Start to swing your hand around your body, creating that mirrored bubble. Only that which is of the highest and best and brought by your spirit guides and guardian angels may come into that mirrored bubble. Everything else is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Until then, you can just listen to me. Our guests tonight are three authors from Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope. And so we ask ourselves, do miracles still happen in 2021? Or are they just a thing of the past, referred to in Bible stories? So these prominent authors and a radio show host for Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is actually here today to share with you very personal stories in this third book of the best-selling series, Sacred Stories. And this book is Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope. Our authors in the book say, yes, yes, miracles do still happen. So let me tell you a little bit about them. Laura Rowley is an international animal communicator who holds private sessions addressing clients with their questions about pets and also questions to pets. Her podcast, Animal Connections with Laura Rowley, on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, explores the profound revelations of our sacred lives with our beloved pets. And you can learn more about her at laurarowleyhealer.com, and that's laurarowleyhealer.com. You can get a very long, detailed bio on all of these authors that are going to be on my show today by going to my website on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And again, you can get there by going from my website, the Queen of Dreams. Just type that into Google, look for the button in the right upper hand corner, click on the Dream Vision 7 button, and you can see all of the websites of our authors today, and their links are hot. So during the commercials, you can click on them and you can learn more about them before we go into the next sessions of our radio shows. Her story title is The Miracle of Finding Your Voice. And her story is about being a professional animal communicator. And she feels it's a privilege helping animals and their people get back on track. Her quote is, "Listening to animals' voices, I finally learned to trust my own." Our second guest is Reverend Mary Ellen Lucas, and she's an interfaith, interspiritual minister and author of the children's book series, Life on Little Puddle Pond. Oh, I just love that title. And a spiritual mentor and ceremony official. Her website is thelovingway.me. And the story in Mayhem to Miracle is titled A Christmas Gift Mantra. And what happens in this story is what begins as a horrible seizure during Christmas Mass becomes a blessing in disguise with the simple words, "It's okay." Oh, how often have we needed to hear those words? It's okay. And her quote is, I leaned toward the healing grace and the awareness that everything was okay. And then we have author Dr. Bonnie McLean, and she's a doctor of Oriental medicine with more than 50 years of experience in the healthcare field. She's been named top doctor of Oriental medicine and acupuncture and top holistic healer of the decade and top practitioner of alternative medicine in Gulf Breeze, Florida. So her website is spiritgatemedicine.com, and it's just as it sounds, spiritgatemedicine.com. And the title of her story is COVID Miracles. Her quote is, "Having COVID was a miserable experience, the most miserable experience in my life. I don't wish it on anyone, but The blessings that have come from COVID vastly outweigh the miseries. And we're going to be talking about that in depth. So Bonnie, you know, let's just start with you. In July of 2020, you contracted COVID-19, despite living this really, really healthy lifestyle. You took supplements, you followed all the COVID precautions and the protocols, and boom, you got it anyhow. Tell us about that.
At first, I thought I had the stomach flu because they were digestive symptoms. I just woke up not feeling well and went to bed basically for a week. But I did talk to my nurse practitioner, and she said, well, if your symptoms get worse, go to the emergency room right away. So they did. My symptoms got worse. I just didn't eat. I think I slept for a week. I drank a little bit of water, and I think ate a little watermelon. But I started getting weaker, and I started getting splitting headaches, and I thought, I better listen to her. So I wasn't thinking clearly. I called a taxi instead of a friend or a neighbor. And poor guy took one look at me. I could hardly walk out to the taxi. And his eyes got really big. You know, where do you need to go? Oh, the emergency room. Anyway, I made it into the emergency room, and they checked me for COVID. My blood pressure was like 80 over 40, which is, I don't know how I walked in there. They didn't know.
I don't know how you walked down to the cab.
No, I don't either. I'm surprised he didn't just drive off, take a look at me and go.
Yeah.
So anyway, they admitted me. They thought I was actually in a toxic, you know, state already. So I was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and I had COVID for about 6. So the 2 weeks in the hospital, I was in isolation. I slept a lot, but I hardly saw anybody because they didn't come in, you know, because I was on isolation. So, but I did have one nurse's aide who saw me sleeping all the time. All I wanted to do was sleep. I didn't want to move. I didn't want, you know, nothing. And he looked at me one day and he said, this virus wants to kill you. And the way it will kill you is it'll make you not want to do anything. You have to move. You have to make yourself move. You have to breathe deeply, and you have to make yourself do it. You can't wait for us to come in here and make you do it. And I did listen to him, and it was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done, was to make myself do these things. But that, it was such a blessing. I feel like he contributed to saving my life. The doctors were amazing. They gave me all the, at the time they were experimental treatments. Mm-hmm. They just threw the kitchen sink at me. And I had prayers sent to me. And that, I feel like those three things were what brought me through. I could feel the prayers. I literally felt these warm waves of love just wash over me. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay here with my people. And so I managed to get through the crisis that, you know, you go through in COVID. You come to a place of whether you're going to make it or you're probably not. Mm-hmm. And so I made it through that and, you know, went back home. But things changed for me after that. It was like, I really did. I felt like I had a near-death experience, but I felt like I came out with a whole new sense of gratitude and appreciation for all these things that I had taken for granted, like being able to breathe for one thing, you know, being able to get up and move, being able to see the sunshine, being able to work, you know, and get on with my day, and gratitude, you know, for my friends. I realized my community, they love me as much as I love them. And I don't think I ever took that in to that extent. But feeling the prayer, somebody even got in touch with a nunnery and asked them to put me on their prayer list.
Oh, I believe in the power of prayer. I do. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that is an amazing story, because we don't hear that much. We hear, you know, especially on the news, we hear about all the people who go in, but not the people who come out, especially not at the beginning. And when we come back to you, we want you to tell us about how you ended up finding this wonderful man who told you to breathe. and to get up and to not sleep. So Reverend Mary Ellen Lucas, soon after Christmas Mass started, your son had a grand mal seizure that began with a loud scream during Mass. Oh my goodness, take us there and tell us about that, please.
Yes, that was my oldest son, Sean, and before a seizure, sometimes he'd have this aura and he would yell. And we're sitting in the front rows.
What do you mean he would have this aura? You would see.
He would have kind of a knowing that a seizure was coming on. And so it alerted me that, oh, he's going to start a seizure. And a seizure is very frightening to behold, especially if you've never seen one. And so the priest stopped the Mass and looked over at us, and people all around us heard him yell and then saw him start to convulse. And I gathered him in my arms and sat down with him and tried to look as calm as I could, so people wouldn't think this is an emergency. And the priest.
And how old was he at this time? How old?
You know, I think he was probably around 7. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I knew that the rest of the day then was going to be affected because he had the seizure. He would be not as present, and he loved Christmas. And so I was distraught in my thinking about his not being able to enjoy what was coming. We were having extended family Christmas gathering, and he wouldn't be quite with it. And then I was also looking at myself, and did I cause anything to stress him out because we were rushing to get to church? We were didn't want to be late, wanted to make sure we got seats. So I was really in a state of distraught thought of looking at the past, looking at the present. And it was the priest during the homily that brought me back into the present. And what he was saying was talking about Mother Mary, and I have a big devotion to Mother Mary. Sean was born on her birthday, and the first hospitalization was on her feast day too. So I felt as soon as he started talking about Mary, I'm, you know, paying attention. And he would say, you know, she's undertaking this arduous journey. She didn't know what was going to happen, but it was okay. And every time he would say, but it was okay, he would turn and he would look right at me. And I knew he was speaking to the whole congregation, but all of his words just, I mean, I get chills talking about it because they just felt so truthful. And he was saying, it's okay to me. And I felt like the shift in my consciousness that went from my thoughts to my heart, to my body, that then felt this calmness, this peacefulness, this miraculous understanding that there is an okayness that is not touched by a seizure. And that there's this wellspring that is always whole and always holy. And that's the beginning of my understanding of that. Would that stay with me? I wish it did. But at the time, I just felt like, I relaxed a few minutes into the grace and the miracle of peace, that I didn't have to have it figured out. I didn't have to know why he seizured. I didn't even have to know what was going to, you know, happen in the future. And I knew that Mother Mary had him. I knew that Mother Mary probably had him cradled in her arms too, and that her heart would know my heart, my mother's heart that would break as I witnessed my son. She certainly had that experience of her own witnessing her son suffering. So it was miraculous, those few moments that just shifted so deeply for me that I feel like that just happened yesterday. That's how strongly it resonates still within me, what that was like.
What a beautiful story. What a beautiful story. So we've got to take a break. I know the first session of the interviews are already over. I mean, where does the time go, right? Don't go away. We're going to be right back. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and I'm your host, Kat Canavas. We'll be right back.
Diagnose your life. What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCanavas.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCanavas.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kat Canavas, and we are interviewing three authors from the third book in the Sacred Stories series, Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope. And we just finished speaking with Mary Ellen Lucas, Reverend Mary Ellen Lucas, about her son having a seizure in church on Christmas. And you're probably sitting there going, so what was the miracle? We're going to come back to that after we speak to our next author, Laura Rowley. And Laura Rowley is actually a radio show host with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And so, Laura, you were in your story, you're talking about Gene, and Gene had a lot to process in your joint conversation with her horse named Kara. So just take it from there, Laura, and tell us about this conversation, this horse, this Jen, and you.
Well, that's kind of a day in the life for me to have the opportunity to speak to horses and to dogs and to cats in conjunction with their people. People phone me to try to understand the intricacies of their relationship. And in this case, Jean called me because she was frightened that her very lovely show horse that she had a really close relationship to had suddenly stopped performing well and was acting crabby and resistant, not jumping the fences, that sort of thing. When in the past, they spent every weekend together and had, you know, a ball doing that. It was really fun for them. Mm-hmm. So this is a real change, which is pretty typical of the work I get into, is when there's a change and people are trying to understand what language is this animal speaking to me, because suddenly they went from happy to unhappy.
Right. So the horse enjoyed jumping, but this is something the horse loved.
Loved. Yes. Mm-hmm. They were a champion all over. And you're mm-hmm. not consistently a champion unless you like it. You know, this horse knew, it's like being a fashion model, like she knew she was on stage and she loved it. So she suddenly stopped loving it, basically. So it was interesting because the two of them chatted this out, and it turns out that poor Kara was in pain and was having an extreme pain in her leg when she jumped the previous show and during her warm-up round, which she didn't act like anything was wrong other than a little crabby. Had she continued to carry on and perform in her normal manner, the vet later on determined, after he did an ultrasound and x-rays, that she would have severed her ligament. Mm-hmm. It was starting to fray. So she basically had twisted her ankle somewhere. It hadn't shown up yet. And Kara was trying to say, we're in big trouble because if I jump this fence, we're not going to, I can't land properly. Mm-hmm. So she was trying to actually save Jean and herself from, you know, a crash, honestly. And these horses that jump, the ones that love it, they're smart like that. They know. Mm-hmm. So Kara felt terrible. I mean, because she didn't jump. Jean felt terrible because she was asking the horse to do something that was painful. And the two of them really didn't need to feel badly at all. They just really needed to forgive each other for their mistakes, get over it, and be super happy that you have such support, whether it's a two-legged person or a four-legged person. When you share the energy of a passion for something and you love each other that much, it's a great blessing when you can take care of each other. And so they both kind of needed to talk that out because they both felt like they let the other one down. But really, the horse probably saved her life by not jumping the fences.
Yeah, she would have fallen off. And isn't it amazing how our animals, they never blame you. They always blame themselves. I mean, even with my cats, if something happens, it's like, oh, they feel so bad. And a lot of times it's not even their fault, but they just never, ever blame us. They always blame them because they are nothing but love. Thank you. We're going to come back to talk about your miracle in a little bit, because I want to get into that a little more. Dr. Bonnie McLean, let's go back and talk about one of the most beautiful miracles of your experience with COVID. And it had to do with the young man who told you to move and breathe while you were hospitalized. And it had to do with hearing a radio interview. Take us back. Tell us about this miracle.
I got a message on Facebook, actually, from his girlfriend. Somehow they found me on Facebook, and she said that I had been interviewed, and I was on the radio, and he'd been driving and heard the interview. And he called her up crying because he was so deeply touched that he had made that much of a difference in one of his patients' lives. I'm tearful now, even thinking about that.
I know, it makes me tearful because these are frontline people. Here you had COVID during the most scariest part of time of having COVID because nobody really knew how to deal with it. Nobody knew if they were going to live through it at that point. Nobody knew what to do to protect themselves. And yet this young man came in and took care of you every day so that you didn't die. And here you're on a radio interview and you're praising how he cared for you and how the words he shared with you saved your life. And it gets back to him. Is that not God intervening and making sure that that miracle comes full circle?
It is. And we're still friends on Facebook.
What a beautiful miracle. I love that. So Mary Ellen Lucas, you know, here you're in church, Christmas, you have this, your son has a seizure, you're holding him, you're rocking him in your arms as Mother Mary rocked Christ after he'd been taken down off the cross. So tell us, what was the miracle? What was the miracle in this? What was the Christmas gift to you?
Well, I think miracles take different forms. I think there's miracles that are like signs and wonders or synchronicities. For me, the miracle was the shift in consciousness I had, the awareness of that all is well. And by my sight, it sure didn't look good. You know, my son was wiped out from the seizure. I saw the seizure. We all did. But through the eyes of my heart, through the eyes of my faith, I understood that not without understanding the mystery of why things happen as they do, but that there is a way that Sean was well. And that he was loved and held and protected. And do I understand it? Nope, I did not. But I could feel the peace and the grace of that moment just wash over me. And so I'm holding him, and that calm would have gone to him. That peacefulness would have gone to him. That was nothing that would have been arrived at by my own thinking. That it would have to come from above, because that was just a divinely orchestrated moment with the priest being inspired to say it was okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. And those are always the exact words I always said to Sean whenever he seizured. It's okay. It's okay. You're okay. It's okay. And to have that said to me then was just what I needed. It was just this moment of a miraculous moment, really.
And that was the Christmas gift.
That was the Christmas gift.
Two words. It's okay.
Yeah.
Two words. It's okay. Like, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, I think what I found so beautiful about that story is there are so many of us still going through crisis right now. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people have lost their jobs because they've chosen to make a choice not to be inoculated. All of this turmoil is going on. And at some point, it can become overwhelming. How are you going to feed your family? How are you going to pay your mortgage? You know, on and on and on and on. And at some point, you have to just kind of get into that quiet space and say, it's okay, and trust in God. Just trust in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Trust. So, you know, I love that. So, Laura Rowley, what was the miracle in this horse saying, no, I'm not jumping today? Even though this horse absolutely loved its master, loved the master, loved it, loved its human pet. We're often our animal's human pet. Every time I take a shower, my female cat is waiting outside the shower. And as soon as I get out, I'm dripping wet. She rubs up against me. She doesn't care if she's getting all wet because she doesn't want me leaving the house thinking that I don't have a family. Any other animal that smells me knows I have a cat who owns me. So how did this horse, how did her saying no, no, we're not jumping? How was that a miracle?
Well, I think that what Mary Ellen Lucas just brought up, Reverend Lucas, about trust is really, really what that whole miracle was about. Because when we trust that everything is in divine order, even something like you almost fell off the off because the horse stopped suddenly, that all seems wrong and incongruous with all their years of perfection and performance. So suddenly that seems like a disaster. And it's only a sport, but when you practice that heart of the sport and you love the animal so much, you know, it feels like a disaster. But what was beautiful in the session that I experienced with the horse and the rider was they both were really quick to trust each other and to trust also that it was divinely perfect, that they didn't jump the fence and that the horse didn't end up, you know, injuring herself. So in other words, they realized there was something else at hand there instead mm-hmm. of, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that. We pick on ourselves about being perfectionistic with anything that we do, whether it's riding a horse or training your dog or doing your job. We tend to be very hard on ourselves. And I watch people damage themselves, and myself included, with being unkind to yourself about how you perform with anything. Instead of thinking sometimes the best things that happen are the things that don't happen or the things that go wrong, because it is okay. We're human. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to be flawed. And, you know, we're not very nice to ourselves about that. So the two of them talked that through in our session, and it was a beautiful thing for me to witness. And I know they felt relief and joy from that because they also did it together, which is even better yet, right?
Yes. So we have to take another quick break. It's amazing how quickly these segments are going. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and I'm your host, Kat Cannabis, the Queen of Dreams. Today we're speaking with our three authors from the third book in the Sacred Stories series, Mayhem to Miracles. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show by getting their last thoughts. So don't go away, because these are wisdom women. You're listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Every word you speak matters. What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but everybody calls me Kat, so I hope you will too. We're speaking with three authors today in the book Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope. And their stories are about the mayhem in their lives that grows a miracle. You know, I believe that miracles grow out of the mayhem in our lives. Mayhem is fertile ground for a miracle. So I'd like to start again with Bonnie McLean. Bonnie, what is the one piece of wisdom you would like to share with our audience today, whether it's on COVID or just dealing with any illness, that they can take away with them?
Well, all I know is that the experience deepened my faith. And I guess so my message would be that these kinds of things really can deepen what we thought was there. I've always believed in angels and God, and I've always believed in prayer, but to actually experience it was a whole different level, just a whole different thing for me. So, the depth of faith and just, you know, that there are miracles and all, so many things that may not present themselves that way at first. Mm-hmm. You can wait long enough or look deeply enough, we can find them. They will show themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And Bonnie, how can we find you? Give us your contact information again.
My webpage is spiritgatemedicine.com. And I live in Pensacola, Florida. Do you want my email too?
Only if you want to give it out, hon. You'll probably get bombarded by emails, but no, I do every day. I love them.
Yes, that's fine. spiritgate@att.net. It's easy. SPIRITGATE, all one word, @att.net. And spiritgatemedicine.com is the webpage. So thank you
so much. Thank you so much. And Reverend Mary Ellen Lucas, what is the one thing you'd like to leave our listeners and audience with today from your experience that they can carry with them into their everyday life?
Well, I'll take a Bible passage that says we walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the circumstances, challenges that we are all faced with, it requires the eyes of faith. It requires a surrender sometimes to the events that are happening. And it also, I think, knowing we're spiritual beings having this embodied earthly experience, that the spark of God, that divine light, is always within us. It is never extinguished. Doesn't matter what's happening around us. It's always there. And it's always about love and compassion and mercy and wholeness and the sacred. And that's in each and every single one of us. So I would say it's okay. It's okay what's happening. And remember that, that place within.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful. And how can we find you, Mary Ellen?
My website is www.thelovingway.me. And the email attached to that is revmaryellen@me.com. And I would welcome any emails from your listeners. And even if they just want to hear from me, it's okay. I'm happy to pass that word on.
Great. And so let's go to Laura Rowley. Laura, what would you like to leave our audience with today concerning your story or any wisdom you'd like to leave them with?
Well, I think that it's important to realize that sometimes we're all the voice of God. And sometimes, you know, you can deepen your faith by believing that a friendly word from a friend, a person that's sick in the hospital that looks over you and says something wonderful to you. Sometimes you open your mouth and say something amazing and you even wonder, well, where did I get that idea from that I could speak this way? Or that my dog would have just spoken to me, or I have a strong idea that my cat is trying to explain something to me. In other words, I think the voice of God is always trying to find us and help us and guide us. And we make a mistake if we fail to listen and look everywhere for those messages. And that piece of synchronicity that sends us from the mundane to the miraculous is probably around us all the time. And we tend to not use our intuition and trust ourselves. Think we have to be perfect humans when really, as you said, miracles happen when there's chaos around, not really perfection. And so my words of wisdom are, believe yourself and believe what you think might be happening is happening, because it probably is. You're probably in the midst of a miracle or grasping some profound truth just by paying attention to synchronicities and coincidences that are occurring around you. And you might be, in fact, uttering words that someone desperately needs to hear without always yourself knowing that you're doing that. Sometimes you're the carrier of the miracle, in other words. So, you know, have faith in yourself too.
Right. Share that story. I know that on the previous show, Miriam Bin Salem, her story was about how somebody was overhearing her conversation on the telephone, eavesdropping. And they came up to her and they said, your story just saved me. Your story just saved me. I thought that I was having problems till I heard that. And so I know I'm sorry I shouldn't have eavesdropped, but thank goodness I did, because this woman had been suicidal. So it's so important to share these stories, Laura. And I personally think that any time we have an animal in our life, we have a miracle. We have a miracle. I mean, our animals are such blessings. So how can our audience find you? And I know that you're a radio show host on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So tell us also how we can tune in and listen to your show.
Well, my show is Animal Connections with Laura Rowley. And it's on Dream Vision 7 Radio at 9 a.m. on Fridays and 9 p.m. on Fridays. And I'm Laura Rowley Healer is my website, if you look me up that way. And then all the contact information is there. So my last name is, it's Laura, and my last name is Rowley, and then healer.com. And I have a lovely assistant named Karen, and she will make sure I get the email or the appointment or whatever it is, you know, we need to have happen. Sometimes it's just a chat. Sometimes it's an actual appointment.
Love it. So my show, Dreaming Healing, is at 9 p.m. on Tuesdays, the first and third Tuesday of the month, and yours is on at 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. on Fridays. We've got a synchronicity going there. We have a couple. We have like very quickly. I just want to ask if you have your book handy. Can you hold it up next to your face? Try to see. You should be able to see on the screen whether or not you're reflecting. Anybody's got it. So Mary Ellen Lucas, Reverend Mary Ellen Lucas, you've got your book.
I didn't see all the little book tags in here for places that I
am.
You got the same thing.
I've got them little flaps all over the place. And I've got Bonnie's here. I've got everybody's here. And I've got Bernie's in here. What was a spiritual flat tires. I loved his story too. So I want to thank everyone for joining us on the show today. So are miracles real? Do they really happen? Absolutely. Our guests today showed us with their stories and their experiences that miracles are real. And the book, Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, and all of the other stories in this book prove it. Hope is that shining beacon that can change the course of illness, as in Bonnie McLean's story. The future, love, our lives, our pets' lives. So miracles go hand in hand with hope. So I hope you'll join us next time for more stories of modern day miracles as our inspiring individuals in this book move through the mayhem and physical challenges of abusive relationships, addiction, lost and found love, and much more. We're going to be talking about every single story in this book. So I hope you'll join me on the first and third Tuesday of every month at 9 p.m. on Dreaming Healing. Until then, remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Until then, safe dreams. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Kat.
Good night. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Kat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O-K-E-E-F-E-K-A-N-A-V-O-S. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.